Minister, ordinary motorists struggling with the cost of living crisis are getting a raw deal from this government, and the hits keep on coming. Hit one, you fail to rein in insurance companies who are increasing rip-off premiums. You actually block my legislation that would force the cost down. Hit two, you chose to hike up prices of petrol and diesel just in the budget. Hit three, you're going to increase tolls on the national roads from the 1st of January, and motorists are being fleeced. And you're doing this while so many households are struggling to make it to the end of the week. And Minister, have you forgotten that people in rural and urban areas need their cars to get to work, to drop their kids off to school or to drop a loved one to their hospital appointments? And this is crucial in rural areas where the public transport options aren't available. So can I ask you simply, why is this Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government so intent of making life harder for ordinary motorists? And will you engage with TII to ensure that these toll increases that are planned by your government on the 1st of January do not go ahead, and give motorists a break, please,
Thanks, Deputy.
Firstly, government don't set the tolls, and you know that. Two, so let's be straight and clear and honest with people. I have to say, though, and not often I agree with you, Deputy, as you know, but I think the proposed toll increases are I have to say, particularly at this current time, really are far too high. I think if I look at the Port Tunnel increase of €1 on peak times with the Port Tunnel on the southbound carriageway, I honestly think that for that to rise, and apparently TII and Dublin Port Tunnel are saying that's to help with the flow of traffic. I think anyone in this city or county who sees the flow of traffic through the Port Tunnel at the moment will know it's not working as it should. And it's being metered and people are being delayed.
All right, thank you, Minister.
I think these measures, I have actually written to the Minister for Transport in relation to tolling. To be clear, though, the Minister for Transport, he does not set the toll rates, as you know.
All right, thank you, Minister.
But I am certainly concerned, and I would like TII and the tolling companies to reflect on their proposed increases and not to proceed with them.